Well, good morning. It's Father Eli here, Friday, the fifth Friday of Lent. So we're in the fifth week of Lent. And just wanted to chat with you a little bit. Got some interesting news. I think it was yesterday. I found out we are going to be having a seminarian assigned to us for the summer. That's kind of exciting for me. Hopefully it is for you too. You may have remember Deacon Matt Miller. He was assigned with us a few summers ago, and now he will be ordained a priest here coming up in June. So if anybody's watched the little segment that Adam Cady did on impressions, he did one of me and one of Matt Miller. He mistakenly said that Matt was a priest. Now, he's a deacon now. He will be a priest, but he's not a priest yet. So his ordination's coming up in June. Hopefully that'll still go forward. But anyway, we are getting a seminarian. His name is Jacob Toma. He's from Hibbing. I just spoke with him yesterday and found out he's hoping to come and start sometime in June. So we will look forward to that. Right now, he's sort of on lockdown down at St. Paul Seminary on the campus of St. Thomas down in St. Paul. They kind of made a deal that if they would live at the seminary, stay there locked in, that they could continue to go to class and actually continue to receive the sacraments, so the Eucharist and so forth. So the guys who are at St. Paul Seminary have agreed to do that. They are there. They're sort of on lockdowns, and he said it's kind of an interesting time. But so he's still doing school, should be finished by the middle of May. He's going to spend some time with his family and then hopefully come here in June. So pray for Jacob Tono. Pray for all our seminarians. A seminarian is a guy who's in the process of studying for the priesthood. So they're discerning about it. They're taking classes. Right now, Jake is in theology. So normally you start by studying philosophy, and then you move on to study theology. And right now, he is finishing his second year of theology, I believe. So look forward to having him here. He'll be living at the rectory with me. He's from Hibbing, as I mentioned, I think, and he's a good guy. So pray for him, pray for his family, pray for all our seminarians, and all of those who are discerning a vocation in our diocese. Yesterday during the evening, we had our RCIA, which is the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults. We had that yesterday, myself and a couple from our parish. You may know them. Nicole and Matt Bugnacki, they agreed to do a little interview, so we had some questions. And so it was interesting. I really appreciated the insights, their openness to share. But I just thought, it's interesting. We have a seminarian from our parish, a couple of them, actually. Xavier Frank, you may have seen him in some of the Mass recordings. He's been helping me out a little bit. And then Phil Stockman, who you perhaps know as well. He is studying for the Fraternity of St. Charles Borromeo, which is associated with communion liberation throughout the world, and he's in England right now. So pray for those guys too. It's just interesting, the different vocations. Our vocation, of course, is the way that God calls us to become holy, to follow him, to live our lives in service to him. So talking to Matt and Nicole, it was fun to hear their story. I had next, so you never heard the story of how they met. I always enjoy hearing that, how people meet. That's one of the things I usually do in the first meeting when I meet with a couple who's preparing for marriage, is I try to hear their story of how they met and how they got to where they are. So as we're here in these days, maybe you have time to share those stories with one another or with your children if they haven't heard that story yet. Those are always beautiful stories. And to pray about our vocation. What is my vocation? You know, whether I'm called to marriage, which would be probably most people, whether I'm called to religious life or the priesthood or consecrated single life, or maybe I am just meant to be a single, serving the community as a single person. There's those who are called to do that sometimes too. So a vocation is out there for us, and we have to discern what it is. And then live it out. So we can pray for those who are discerning and those who are living their vocation. Because once we've found our vocation, it's it's still a work of living it out and following it. It's an ongoing work. So we pray for our seminarians, we pray for our priests, we pray for those who are discerning holy marriage, pray for those who are married, pray in a special way for those whose vocations maybe didn't turn out the way that they had hoped or the way that they were expecting. So those who have gone through a divorce, or those who are separated from their spouse, or priests who have had to leave the priesthood or have left the priesthood. We just got word the other day from the diocese that Father Brian Letter, who you may have heard about a number of years ago, so he has been laicized. So that means he's still technically a priest, but he's no longer obligated to follow the priestly life, the vows that the priests are called to live. So I would compare it a little bit to an annulment for those who go through the marriage process. It's not quite the same, because an annulment says that we thought there was a marriage and there's not a marriage, whereas laicization says you're no longer bound to live the clerical state, so you don't have to pray the liturgy hours, you're not bound to do the sacraments, and actually you're told that you cannot do the sacraments. Interestingly enough, they could still hear a confession in cases where the person is, like, in case of death, like there's no other priest around, and they could, because they're still a priest. So it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting place to be. But anyway, we pray for Father Letterer and for any other priests who have been laicized or who've gone through some challenge where they needed to step away from ministry. Okay, a couple other things. Holy Week is coming up, so we have Palm Sunday coming up this Sunday. Hard to believe it's already Palm Sunday. I found out yesterday that our palm order was not confirmed by mistake at the place where we order from. So we didn't have palms coming. So if this was a normal year, that would be a big emergency like this. What would we do without Palm Sunday, without palms? But this year, being that we won't have the communal celebration of palms, it wasn't going to be that big of a deal not to have palms. But luckily I was able to talk to Aiken, and they have extra palms because they don't think that they're going to use all the ones that they ordered. So we're going to get some, and I'm hoping that people can pick them up at the church. I will get them today. This is Friday, and I will lay them out. And if people want to pick them up today, tomorrow, Sunday, feel free to come by and pick up some palms. So we'll have some palms this year. And lastly, just an announcement, just an invitation rather. I think we could still use a few more people to help with the grocery effort. So you may or may not have heard, the Assemblies of God Church across the road has been organizing with Super One to, when people are older and not able to get to the grocery store or fearful to go out in public. So what they're organizing is that some people would go to the grocery store, pick out the items that they want to order, and then somebody else takes those groceries and brings it to their door. And so that's a service that the community is offering to those who might be at risk, so 65 and older. And this is a great way to serve. And we've had several parishioners who have said that they would help with this. I don't know exactly if they've been helping yet or not, because I haven't heard from them. But anyway, if you happen to be a person or you know someone who could benefit from this service, how they're in contact is through an email. So the email is faithdelivers, and then the number 20, at gmail.com. So faithdelivers20 at gmail.com. That's faithdelivers20. 20@gmail.com. faithdelivers20@gmail.com. So anyway, if that's something you know would be beneficial to somebody, you can let them know. Otherwise, hope you're doing well. Hope you're hanging in there. God bless you. And I've put in some guides into the bulletin this week in terms of how to participate in Holy Week this coming week. So you might look at that. So God bless you. Take care.